T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at worksafetexas.com/Chuy.
Well, Payway Asian Diner has grown up. It's moved out of the house, left its parents, P.F. Chang, back in Arizona, and has taken up residence in Las Colinas. And this was apparently the first decision made by the new CEO, Jay Hedrick, who joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
So you came in the first of the year, you picked up roots and said, time to be on our own.
Well, I think that with the new management team, and we looked at the business and the trajectory and said, the business was 17 years old. It was at an inflection point, and looking at a new way to do business and a new place to do it in was going to be very refreshing for the brand. And so, yeah, it wasn't the first decision. We really analyzed where we were at, but it was a very quick one.
You know, I mean, this is a remarkable business. This is a business, the Chinese food business is a business that Darden walked away from many years ago and said, you know, they had a place called China Coast, and they said, nope, the best Chinese restaurant is about 4 blocks from where everybody lives. We can't compete in this space. P.F. Chang really proved them wrong, and Payway certainly has too. I mean, sort of carving out an identity.
Well, you know, I would agree with you, and I think that we have the scale and the size to bring in unique and different Asian flavors from the entire continent and really let our customers transcend the ordinary of what a regular Chinese food experience is. You know, they know they're going to get extremely high quality. They know they're going to get it made just for them right then. It's not going to sit on a steam table, and they know that we're going to really do everything we can to make it the way they want it made for them right then.
It seems like in this business, there always has to be some point of difference. And for me, when I first walked into a Payway, and I think the first expansion outside of Arizona was here, it was the first time I'd ever seen fast casual.
We used to, you know, I'm new to the business. I've only been here about 7 months, but there is the institutional knowledge. And one of the things is when we expanded outside of Arizona and even in Arizona, it was we had to teach people how to Payway because people weren't used to the concept of queuing in line, giving an order, and then sitting down and having everything else taken care of them from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's so commonplace now, but there was absolutely bizarre but wonderful idea that everybody seems to have adopted.
Well, it makes it a little bit less formal. It opens up the number of occasions. It's an elevated experience from your typical fast meal. So we can really provide a more elevated experience if you want to take your family to dinner. But it's also great if you just have a little bit of time and you want to get in and out. And so it bridges the gap nicely between the traditional fast meal and your QSR and your casual dining meal. So it really does meet a need, which is why you've seen explosive growth in the segment.
You've had a long history in the business. I mean, you're chief operating officer over a bunch of Pizza Huts and I guess Wendy's, and one of the largest franchisees of each in the country. So as you move across the country, there are already, 200 locations of Payway.
Yes.
But you got to replicate it. You can't be vastly different, I guess, in each market you go into. But there still has to be some point of difference, doesn't there?
Well, there is, but great operators are consistent, right? Once you become more than a one-off or a two-off restaurant, you've built a brand, right? And that brand, you want to be the same, roughly. There is some difference, but you want it to be roughly the same in Dallas, in Arizona, in Florida, in North Carolina. And we work really hard to make sure that we give everybody the training, that we standardize the recipes so that you get that great Kung Pao, that great Mongolian, whether you're in Oklahoma, Dallas, Arizona, or Florida.
Is there anything new in this business? Do you have test kitchens?
We do. We have a test kitchen that is open to the public in Arizona where we try new items out. We also we're a test kitchen in our office in Arizona, and we're building a research center in our new office in Las Colinas. So we absolutely are constantly trying new things. We innovate and bring out items every quarter at least. And so we've got some really exciting ones coming up. We're not quite ready to talk about it yet, but we think that there are a lot of things that we can do that will continue to bring excitement to the category, continue to create an experience that is greater than, that transcends the ordinary, while still focusing on how fresh we are, and really gives people a great alternative from the burgers and the pizzas and the other things that they could otherwise eat.
So what's your mandate as the CEO? Like I say, you've got a great history as an operator. I mean, knowing how to be efficient and trims overhead and that sort of thing. But I guess this company's also in a growth mode.
That's the plan. Is we've got to we kind of have to take it in stages. First and foremost, we've got to shore up our operations. Unfortunately, we have given our customers too variable of an experience. So you mentioned earlier, there's got to be a difference across regions or across restaurants, and there always will be, because it is a chef-driven, culinarily driven menu. But our variation right now is greater than the customer really accepts, and greater than we should have. So first and foremost, we really need to fix our core operations and make sure we're delivering a 10 out of 10 customer experience that delights every customer, no matter which payway they go into. From there, then, we do see the opportunity to grow. You know, you've got over 2,000 of a lot of our large competitors. The people that we look at and say, hey, they're similar to payway. The three chains all have 2,000 or more restaurants. We're sitting here at 200. We see an incredible amount of white space. We only have 26 restaurants in kind of the core DFW Metroplex area. While that's our highest concentration anywhere, we don't see any reason why we couldn't double that number once we fix the value proposition for the customer and really make sure that we're delivering on an experience that delights the guest every single time and gives them a best-in-class fast casual experience.
And of course, the big thing now is you take these concepts and take them on the road, and they open up in Dubai and all sorts of places. I mean, do you have international aspirations too?
So we currently have 7 international locations.
You
do? We've got 6 in Korea, 1 in the UAE, and those do very well. The other thing that we really like is both domestic and international, what do you call, non-traditional format restaurants. So airports, college campuses, food halls. We've really seen a lot of growth in that. We've seen a great acceptance of our brand in those areas, and so we've got a lot of growth plans in that. But we think that international is a great opportunity for us. Non-traditional locations is a great opportunity for us. A lot of white space, both with company-owned, company-operated restaurants, because all of our core restaurants are company-owned and company-operated, as well as, though, through franchise and license partners in airports, on college campuses, in food halls, and internationally.
You know, it'd be a great marketing ploy if you could get one open, like in Shanghai or Beijing. Maybe that would be the ultimate anyway.
I think if we could sell, yes, Chinese food in China, we would have met it. We would have made it.
That's kind of what I was thinking about. All right. Well, look, I want to look forward to the test kitchen opening in Las Colinas. You'll see a lot more of me.
If you
do that. Jay Hedrick is the CEO of Payway, and Payway's here now. Is everybody here yet?
Not everybody's here yet. People will be transitioning from now till the end of the year. And so we'll probably have a dozen team members that are coming from Arizona, and then the rest we're building up locally as soon as we can.
That's great. It's good business, too, because an hour later you're hungry again, so you get double.
There you go.
Jay Edwards, the CEO of Payway. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.